Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Kate Martell is a staff writer at The Hill. She is at the convention and covering it for The Hill. And I saw your 1230 report, Kate, and you talked about, in fact, I think the title was Shooting Cast Tense Atmosphere as RNC Begins in Milwaukee. Is it a tense atmosphere?
It is a tense atmosphere, Lisa. And I've covered conventions before, and there is just a different tone, a different vibe than most conventions. And that's because of what happened on Saturday night with the assassination attempt of former President Trump. And, you know, security has been incredibly tight. Even we're taking Ubers to the venue, and you can, as close as you can get, is still about a 15 to 20 minute walk from the venue. So you have to go through Secret Service and, you know, go through MAG. So there's incredibly tight security. And, you know, the chatter everywhere I've been, inside Ubers, at hotel lobbies, at the airport gate, even, all everybody is talking about is Saturday. And, you know, Republicans seem a bit rattled and a bit shaken up by what happened. And, you know, it also has shown to the same point, too, that while things are tense, it's also a more unified Republican Party on this floor right now as I'm watching the live stream. And it's more unified than I've seen Republicans in a very long time.
So the security perimeter had to be increased after Saturday's events, right?
It does. We haven't gotten official confirmation that it was increased, but all signs have pointed to that. There's even been some confusion over whether we needed clear bags to get into the venue, and that's because of increased security. And they are letting media in with their full backpacks, but there's just been a lot of confusion on the ground because they are evolving to react to what happened on Saturday.
So I was thinking that the party would probably be united as a result of this. Everyone now on the same page?
Everyone's on the same page. Even his former rival, Nikki Haley, is now going to address the convention on Tuesday, and that's not something she was going to do. It's sending a very powerful message to Republicans that they're able to put away some of their bitter differences and be able to come together. And now I'm seeing Republicans seeming more excited and unified than I've seen, you know, in the Trump era.
And what has the response been to the pick of J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate?
Oh, Lisa, there's a lot of excitement here for Senator J.D. Vance. He is kind of a young, exciting senator and a young prospect, I think, for former President Trump to add to his ticket. And, you know, he is the face of the new right movement, the face of the new MAGA movement that will advance former President Trump's policies. He has been kind of an attack dog for Trump for some time and has been, you know, pushing through Trump's agenda in the Senate. And I think that now there's some excitement that now he will be added to the ticket. If he is sworn in as vice president, he'll be 40 years old. That is one of the youngest vice presidents in history if he is elected. So there's some excitement just to have some, you know, a young, fresh face that also has a similar personality to former President Trump, is kind of a friend of Trump and is now a good friend of Donald Trump Jr.
But he was very critical of Trump at one point, correct?
Yes, you do have to mention that he was sharply critical of former President Trump in 2016. But they seem to have patched their differences. And now he's a fiercely loyal, you know, attack dog for Trump. And that's something I think that we're expecting to see on the campaign trail, that he'll be doing a lot of media and he will be the right hand man of Trump, despite these differences that you mentioned that they had in 2016.
And after the assassination attempt, has the message changed? I had read many pieces saying, no, our message is still the same. But it seems that there is indication that obviously if someone tries to kill you, your thought process changes. So will Donald's message change?
It's an excellent question. And I don't expect his message to particularly change. That being said, you know, President Biden had a primetime address from the Oval Office last night where he was calling for the temperature to be lowered. And some of my colleagues have been on the floor. One of my colleagues talked to Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is saying that now he thinks that the rhetoric is not as high. So it seems to have kind of calmed down a bit of the partisan divide. I expect that won't necessarily have a long shelf life. And I'm assuming that we will head back into what is expected to be a very bitter, expensive campaign. But for the time being, it seems that this has really kind of brought down the temperature a little bit and cooled things off because of, you know, people realize that you hit a boiling point and you can have something so scary as what happened on Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us today, Kate.
Thanks, Lisa.